Really Rather Have Things Our Way by Frank Hall. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Psalm 27, verse 14. Will we ever learn this? If we would live in this world for the honor and glory of Christ, we must understand that it is our glorious privilege and responsibility to wait on our God. If we would honor the Lord Jesus, we must wait on him faithfully, believing his word, trusting his promises, resting in his finished work as our Savior, hiding beneath his precious blood, depending on him for righteousness, salvation, and acceptance with our God. We must wait on him patiently, without murmuring, without complaint, without dissatisfaction, without discontent. God does not always work immediately, but he always works. He never performs his works on our carnal schedule, but according to his all-wise, eternal purpose of grace. Let us be patient. God knows what's best for his glory and our immortal souls. He knows when, where, and how to work deliverance for us, far better than we do. We must wait submissively. We must submit our vain wills to his sovereign, almighty, perfect will. We must wait on him with a spirit of humility and submission, as children waiting on their father to help them, feed them, teach them, and provide for them. His name is Jehovah Jireh. The Lord will provide. Our God will not forget us. It is our responsibility to submit ourselves to him, his will, and his ways. We must wait on him gladly. We quickly forget that not only is it our duty to wait on him, but our privilege to wait on his majesty. Would we really rather have things our way? Has not our way proved to be abject misery and shame countless times before? Would we rather have our foolish way than his, who is love, mercy, and wisdom? Let us, as the dear children of God, wait on him cheerfully. We must wait on him expectantly. He will do all that he has promised. He will save us. He will remember us. He will destroy our enemies. He will bring us to himself. He will dispel the darkness. He will accomplish his purpose for us and in us. Let us wait on him who cannot fail with earnest expectation and lively hope. We must wait on him prayerfully. We must have our eyes perpetually fixed upon him. Let us give ourselves to constant prayer, so that day by day, hour by hour, and moment by moment, we are looking to him for fresh supplies of mercy and grace to sustain us, strengthen us, and keep us to the end. We must wait on him with persistence and perseverance. We must be resolute and determined to wait on him forever, if needs be. In his time, on his terms, when the time is best, right, and perfect, he will come, and he will deliver us from all our sorrows, all our troubles, and all our fears. Children of God, our Savior will never leave us to ourselves. He is with us always. He loved us. He chose us. He suffered, bled, and died for us. He redeemed us with his own precious blood. He called us by his Spirit and gave us life from the dead. He has staked his glory as God upon our everlasting salvation. He has promised to do us good and to withhold no good thing from us. How can we not faithfully, joyfully, and patiently wait on such a God as this? Wait on the Lord, Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord.